Hi, welcome to another Power Blast podcast, where we provide nourishment for the soul, allowing you to transform from the inside out, providing rapid results in mindset and fitness so you can recharge your battery and reclaim your power. Did you know a few simple mindset shifts can really power up your fitness journey, especially as we head into spring and summer as of this recording? Right now it's April of 2024. And it's right around the 21-year anniversary of when I made that committed decision to start. So we're going to dive into seven strategies that, and they're not super complicated, but if you do have a notebook and want to write these down, that's cool too. Or you can come back on this replay. Something that's going to boost your energy and really help you smash your goals. But before we dive into all that stuff, make sure you head over to talktoferry.com, because if you're looking for more ways to boost your energy and you want some personal advice and you really want to power up that mental and physical battery of yours and reclaim your power, then head over there, talktoferry.com. All right, here's a list of these things and why, you know, I think they're important, and I'm not going to get into a big detailed version of it. I do that, and these are the things I do with my clients. One, gratitude journaling. You know, starting each day by writing down three different things each day that you're grateful for, and that shifts your focus from worry, doubt, you know, things like that, to focusing on positivity, charging up your energy levels. Great way to boost up your day, and then set yourself some mini goals. You know, mini goals are not insignificant goals. They're just not super elaborate stuff, but things that can get you quick wins fast. Little victories that fuel up your motivation and keep your energy high. Here's one that's often overlooked. It's mindful breathing. You know, when you feel an energy dip, pause for a minute and just deep breathe, bringing that oxygen into your brain. I like the technique of box breathing, or the 4-7-8 breathing method. And it's so simple to do, and it really wakes you up and helps you sharpen your focus. Another one, nature walks. Just getting out into nature. It could be a park. It could be just, you know, we live relatively close to the mountains, and just driving there the past couple of days, I'm like, whoa, energy boost. You know, spending time in nature reduces stress, increases energy. So even a short walk can really reset your mind and your body. This other one, I think is fun. Power poses. And I know Tony Robbins does this and make a move and he power poses stuff. Other people call it mirror work. It's just standing in a confident pose for 2 minutes. You can do it in front of a mirror. You can just do it anywhere. Just stand there. Be your favorite, you know, empowering superhero stance. That simple act can really, it changes your physiology and it can release a rush of energy boosting hormones. Another one, you may know this, but you may overlook it, hydrating. Sometimes we're not tired, we're just dehydrated. Drinking water throughout the day keeps your energy levels steady. As a matter of fact, I'm looking over at my water bottle. I got to kick things in. Connecting with friends. I think sharing laughs, good conversations, that can really significantly lift your spirits and boost your energy. And so these are some things that I just started doing over the years and noticed how, because I'm paying attention, you know, I said, I'm going to pay attention to the journey. I just noticed what things I loved doing on my journey that really made a difference. And if you want to feel that spring in your step, see what I did there, spring, right? let's chat about energizing your life. Head over to talktoferry.com. That's where you could find out how. I want to hear what things you're struggling with, what things your big goals are. And I want to help you recharge that mental and physical battery of yours. Reclaim your power. And we do that in 15 minutes. TalkToPerry.com. Remember that your energy isn't just about what you do. It's about how you think. Sometimes people don't want to do the thinking. But adopting these mindset strategies, not complicated stuff, but they can transform not just the upcoming months, but your entire approach to health and fitness. So go out there and make this your most vibrant season yet, because you can choose to use your power and take control. And, you know, when you can let go of those things that are disempowering and all the things that are, you know, those justifications, rationalizations, stuff that are draining your energy and draining your power, when you let go of those, you can take control. You know, it really boils down to deciding and committing to yourself and your goals and choosing to figure out new ways, looking at possibilities, learning and growing, and keep moving forward. You've got this, my friend. That's another Power Blast podcast in the books. Thanks so much for tuning in. And remember, when you are ready to recharge your battery, make sure you go to talktoperry.com. That's talktoperry.com. That's P-E-R-R-Y. And I want to listen. I want to hear, you know, what's going on. I want to help you in that 15-minute call to recharge your battery and reclaim your power so that you're off and running and creating massive momentum toward your dream. Also, every day, I am delivering more motivation, support, tips, and strategies inside my free community with amazing people like yourself. And we are conquering the mindset and the fitness. I do 52 weeks of free training in there. Plus, I coach and I mentor people, as well as give you access to tons of resources and guides. Just head over to upsidedownfit.com and you can get into the group. And hey, you would be an awesome friend if you get over to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast and leave an honest rating and review for the Power Blast podcast. It helps awesome people like you find this show even faster. That's all I have for this week. I'll see you on the next Power Blast podcast. And always remember, it's never too late. We'll see you next week.